This week's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Psychic Source. Curious about what's coming? Wondering what your future may hold? Or do you need a little celestial guidance making a big decision? Get the right guidance from Psychic Source. Psychic Source's 300-plus advisors go through a rigorous screening process, and each vetted professional has years of experience. They provide private, confidential phone or online chat readings anytime, 24/7. Psychic Source's customer care agents are available around the clock to match you with an advisor, or you can read the reviews yourself at psychicsource.com. If you mention promo code Angela, you'll get to try a talented psychic for only 75 cents a minute. But your first 3 minutes are free, so you can learn how it works, and if you're still not happy after your reading, they'll refund you. Still interested in seeking out psychic assistance? Call 1-800-377-3188 or sign up online at psychicsource.com, and remember to use my promo code Angela. Reveal life's possibilities with Psychic Source. All right. Whose phone is ringing? Gigi?
Sorry.
Okay, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Mac Wilds.
Mac Wilds is here after hours. Last time we loosened you up a little, we're going to loosen you up again.
Oh, hey now. Whoa.
Now, he gave us these after-hour survival packs, which I appreciate.
Yeah. I really love this. I'm going to
keep it
in my
purse. So there's mint-flavored personal lubricant.
Mine is vanilla.
Mine is mint.
Now, the problem with mint sometimes, though, is I don't want it to, like, burn.
Whoa.
You know how sips get minty? But minty
it's supposed to be just like a cool feeling.
Like a cooling,
like
refreshing.
Like a tingly, right?
Okay.
Did you use this?
I haven't yet.
Well, how can you give us something you've never tried?
It's all things that I've used before.
Mm. Come here, let me put this lubricant on your hand. Let's see now. I've never used lubricant.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I don't feel like
you've never done it in your butt.
You know I've never had anal sex.
Oh, well, then that's why you never used lubricant.
Yeah, I've never used lubricant, so I don't know, like, and I guess I've never really needed it.
Yeah, I've never used it for my vagina.
She said she got that what?
I've never used lubricant for my vagina, but I've definitely used it for anal.
Well, now she can have anal because she has lubricant. What do you mean you have the lube?
Yeah, you have lube. Perfect.
Would I rather have vanilla or mint in my butt?
Well, you could take mine if you're going to have anal because
then you can do it like hookah and mix the flavors.
You do.
You do. I'm going to put a hookah thing in my butt.
I love it.
Smoke out my butt. First of all, it's not just lubricant that you need for anal, but we all know that. It's still not going to happen.
You need a little alcohol. In my butt.
A lot of alcohol, actually. It's your first time. You need a bottle.
We don't want that liquor to go in clear and come out brown.
Yo, that's nasty.
Sorry. Let's see what else is in this survival kit that Mac Wilds gave us. Let me see what he does. Oh, a condom.
And it's a magnum.
Sheesh.
Let's make sure it's not a sphagnum.
I know.
Oh, yikes.
Can you fit these?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm just making sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Because some people think they can fit them and they can't.
And then that's when they end up getting a sphagnum.
Yes, that's what we call the sphagnum effect.
That's terrible.
Or a bagnum.
It was funny. When I was doing 90210, I used to have like a fishbowl of condoms, like when you first walk into my house, of magnums. It was pretty funny.
That's weird.
You had a fishbowl of condoms?
Mm-hmm.
With a fish in there? Or just...
No, just
like as soon as you walk in the house, it's just a big bowl of condoms.
It was candy
like
and
a candy
yeah,
dish.
It was a candy dish. It was candy and condoms. So when you come in, you pick your poison.
Now that would have been a good song on
Candy but you
and
know
condoms.
What? I dated someone before that like would have so many I'm like, how many bitches is this nigga fucking?
Right.
So that's
or
weird.
None, because that's why he has so many.
True.
I know people who used to, I had one friend whose boyfriend used to cheat on her, and she would look at the condoms. Like, she could always tell by how many condoms he had. Like, last time I came here,
Jeez.
You know.
He could always re-up. That's not nothing.
I think she used to check the SKU number or so. She used to do
something.
Oh, that's
OT.
What?
No, that's
something.
OT.
It's no, a whole it nother. Be the same. I don't know. She did something. Maybe the expiration date. Because the expiration date. Let me see. When does this expire? 2021. These are good for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, now you know we always start off with the tip of the day, and you should know because you've been here before, Mr. Mac Wilds.
Indeed,
by the way, who is so popping. Every time I see you, you have a million more things happening.
Right.
Thank you.
So congratulations, because that's what we all strive for, to make sure that every time you see us, we're doing even
more.
Doing
right?
And productive. Yes.
All right, so tip of the day, how do you stop yourself from coming too quick? Like, let's say it's right there.
Sometimes you can't help it.
No, he's like, I don't.
I don't. I don't.
No, but I know guys have tricks.
Nah, like, I don't.
Thinks of his grandma.
Yeah, you got to think. of something. Like, look away, not grandma.
Because you don't want to bust off thinking about grandma.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. The mental thing that you deal with after that. It's not cool. You just gotta like focus on something else. Like anything else. Like if she's making sounds and all of that, just look off.
Tune her
sing
up.
Your favorite song. Like do something else. You gotta focus in. It's a mind game sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a mind thing.
Okay, so if you're hearing it from the back and she's making great noise. Noises and everything, and it's
ain't no
right
helping.
There.
Ain't no helping it. Because when that wave hits you, it's a wrap.
The wave.
The wave.
Have you ever been right there and then she did something that turned you off so much that it stopped everything?
Yes.
What?
I'm trying to remember the exact time, but I know it's happened before.
Is that with sex or head? Because I feel like...
It's definitely happened with head.
With head, right? I feel like with head, that
when
would be
somebody changes the rhythm up all right. of a sudden.
Or like they hit a tooth by accident. It's like, ooh. Oh, shit. All right, I'm good. We good here, guys. Everything's fine. I appreciate
That's what
this.
Happens when you need magnums.
Mouthful.
All right, so there's no way to really stop the wave. Unless you think about, I mean, I know guys have funny things that they concentrate and think about. So I'm sure there has to be like some funny things that you're like, I got to just.
For me, I just focus on my breathing. You know, it's like a meditation thing. You just got to breathe. Mm-hmm. A lot of times what a lot of people don't realize is like, especially when you're in the middle of it, you're holding your breath. Mm. Just focus on your breathing. Like, try to get a regular pattern of breathing. It's actually like some Kama Sutra shit too.
Really?
Like, yeah, all of that is like breathing and just trying to get in touch with your chakras and all of that stuff.
I don't think about my breathing when I'm having sex
at all.
Like, that's like the last.
Do you hold your breath?
You know what? I have no clue.
Unless you're trying to hold your stomach in sometimes.
You're holding your stomach in during
sex. Can you tell when girls do stuff like that? Like, if they're trying to, like, not let you see them at a certain angle, or if you, like, oh, she's trying to suck it in?
I do. That's why I like to I like to keep the lights on.
Damn.
So you see everything.
So you want to be self-conscious.
I don't want no self-conscious. Like, we're both in this together. Mm-hmm. We're here. So right. It's not like I'm going to leave now. Like, right. I just want to see what I'm working with.
Bitch, I see the gut now. I got to go.
Yeah, right? No, like, I want to see the present I'm unwrapping. Like, if this is mine, like, I want to...
No, I really want to see. Like, I want to see the dick going into the... I want to see it all.
And I'm sure it's a turn, because then you want to see your pussy. You want to see the dick going in and out. You want to see, like, the juices and everything.
I want to see it all.
Mm-hmm. Are you a pre-comer?
A pre-cum, what do you mean?
You know, like a little bit of pre-cum before anything happens.
I don't think guys know when they pre-cum.
I don't think so either.
Not, you can't tell?
No.
We can tell.
I don't think... Yeah, we can taste it.
Or you can see it.
Or feel it.
Or you can whatever it.
Well, I can taste it. I like to taste the pre-cum.
I never
salty.
Knew that.
It's like really like thin and salty.
Well, it's cum.
No, I never... but I never knew that guys couldn't feel that happen. Yeah.
I don't necessarily catch it.
Have you ever jacked off before you went out with somebody just so you would be like
no two? But you know what's crazy, a lot of people tell like people I see that in like a bunch of different like memes and all of that, like
right.
Yo, do it before you go out on a date or something so your mind is focused. I'm like,
and you'll last longer. Nah. Right, when it is time to have
that
sex.
Issue you'll true. Last longer
true
and you won't be so like so, have you ever like you masturbate, right?
Of course.
All right. Have you ever masturbated and then just not been interested in sex because you masturbated?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah. It's the worst. It's the worst. But just be like, I'm good. Yeah. I love you, though. I appreciate it.
Why can't we just have conversation?
You don't want to talk? You don't want to talk? You watch Dave Chappelle? Like, just ask anything.
Like, I'm sleepy. All right. So I need you to fill in the blank for these. Mm-hmm. And you ladies can all do this, okay? Okay. I lost respect for her because... Or him, Gigi.
He's a liar.
Ah, shit. Okay, that'll do it.
I lost respect for her because... come back to me. I gotta think of this one.
The way they carry themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, if you carry yourself in a certain way, or you're fucking annoying, like, I just can't like you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Too talkative.
Too childish.
Yuck. Yeah. There's so many different things.
I lost respect for her because I found out too much about you.
What does that mean?
Like, I like if your reputation precedes you.
See, now, what about, though, somebody's reputation, but it could be false? Like somebody's like, yo, I heard she's this, I heard she's that, I heard she's a gold digger.
No, of course, it's
true. She ain't fucking with no broke nigga.
Right? No, but, you know, if your reputation, if your reputation precedes you in a way that makes me like I have to find out the truth, mm-hmm. then I'm kind of, I'm like, eh.
Would you ever just ask? Like,
of course. Oh, I always do. Okay. I don't like to jump to conclusions. I have to see it for myself.
Ask like what? Like what have you had to ask people?
Nah, it's not really asking. I start to pay attention a lot more. Mm-hmm. So I start to like try to pick up on everything that you're doing and the little ways that you move. And then when I really catch on, I'm like, all right, cool. Respect lost.
Mm. Oh, shit. Watch out.
Said, right, that's not that harsh.
The antenna's going to go up. Okay.
The number one lie that men tell.
I love you.
I don't got a girlfriend.
Oh. Single, yes.
I'm single.
I'm single.
Things aren't working out, so
my dick is big.
Yeah, that's
I need Magnum. I spit the Magnum.
Damn, they coming for you, Matt.
We're not talking about you.
Oh, I thought y'all was.
Damn.
Reputation precedes itself.
Jesus Christ.
You had to fix his sweater.
Jesus. The biggest lie.
Coming from a man's perspective, what's the number one lie that men tell?
I guess how fly they are or like what they actually have versus
how much money.
Yeah, that's true.
Front ass niggas.
On Instagram or in real life? Like
I know, like your Instagram is a liar, bro.
That is true. Guys do brag a lot about shit that they don't really have.
Yeah. True.
All right, what about the number one lie that women tell?
Okay. Jeezy said that so fast. But guess what? I never lie about coming.
That's true.
If I ain't coming, it ain't count. So I'm gonna tell you.
I would lie about that sometimes.
But women do. That's the number one. So they feel like they have to like boost the guy's ego by telling them. Like,
I think that's a harmless lie because if you normally come and then this time you didn't because you're like, it's just not going to happen, but normally you do, I think it's a harmless lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I think like you're the best sex I ever had.
Like, why do you even say that?
I mean, because a guy would ask me. Yeah. I've been asked that.
Who would?
Trust me, I've been asked that numerous times. And I'd be like, don't nobody want to know you was the best one.
No,
like, what the fuck else am I supposed to say? Oh, this nigga Mike, he was. He knocked it out.
I mean, like, you was all right, but like, real rap.
I like that one.
You were the best sex I ever had, but he's pussy better.
Right. So it's kind of a tie because I don't know what you're.
Biggest lie women tell. My hair is real.
No. Because you could easily find that out. Right. People tell you that?
Yo.
Because you could just be like, no, it's not.
Legit, right. Just touch it like, right. Oh, okay.
That doesn't make sense.
It's real.
All right. Now, if you had to put a price on it, how much is a blowjob worth? Whoa. A really great one.
A great blowjob?
Mm-hmm. How much would you say that's worth?
I don't know, yo. Like,
if you had to put a price on it, because, you know, it's a price for everything.
Sheesh. I don't know, man. I haven't thought about monetary.
That's why you're thinking about it now.
He's like, I never had to do that shit before.
Never had to. I mean, what's it?
Not that you
know,
paid
like maybe,
for it directly.
I guess like if you had to pay for it directly, maybe like what, $100 or something like
$100? Do you know how much work that is?
Am I wrong?
$100.
What is it supposed to be? $5? Like,
well, how much would you take to eat a girl? Like,
if I fuck with her, nothing.
Nah, but I'm saying if it was about money, like how much would you charge? You have to.
If you had to charge for your services.
It's right. Priceless.
So you're going to charge $100?
Priceless.
That's crazy.
One, I would be insulted.
Right.
Good job, babe. Here's $100.
It's on account of it.
That's
20s.
Not even like dinner and drinks.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the,
that's
where
not
the
gas and parking
barometer is.
Has like, a girl ever just asked you for money?
Nah, thank God. Thank God.
Never?
Nah. Thank goodness.
I'm surprised.
I know.
You never got hit with the, man, listen, this month shit ain't really like add up right.
They hint. They ain't never hint to you like, damn, shit fucked up.
It's funny because I'll catch the hints and they'll be like, yo, you know, like, you know, this month has been crazy. It'll be like, word, it has been crazy.
I feel you, girl.
I feel you, man. Shit is tough.
Crazy for me too.
Man. So yeah.
You'd be like, the sun is in retrograde.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Know,
and
man,
Jupiter
yo.
And Uranus is
Jupiter's in Uranus
together right now.
Yo, you gotta keep your head up, man. You gotta keep your head up.
Yo. Uranus.
I'm done with you.
I'm surprised that no one's ever asked it. Because you know what, too. Mac, I'm going to keep it real. You seem like a nice guy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Like, I feel like a girl could be like, listen, boo, you know, I hate to ask you this. Like, I feel like somebody would feel comfortable doing it.
I think the only people that's really gotten comfortable enough to ask me for money are, like, people that are, like, my close friends. Mm-hmm. And that's always money because it's always money that we kind of have in between us. So, like, right. If I give them money, I know the money's coming right back. It's not a problem.
So have you ever just given a girl money? Or
like, not money. I've given, like, material things or whatever. Like
baby,
that
go
she
get
likes.
You a little dress to wear. We going out.
No, I would go get the dress. Like, I would pick
you
the
girl,
dress.
That's nice. Okay.
You know, it's
okay.
A different...
Okay. Gold star for
Mac. Shout out to Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova. Yo, I think I might have to cut a nigga off if he came to me like, baby, yo, we babe, going out tonight. Here's this $30 dress.
This is Fashion Nova.
It's some BOGO shoes.
What if it's a nice dress? What if it's a nice dress though?
Nah.
It better be like 39
All right, Max,
more.
So where you gotta get your girl a dress. Where are you getting it from?
I mean, at the places that I shop, so like Marnie's or Bergdorf or something.
That's what I'm talking about. What you're supposed to do. That's how you treat your lady.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that? I never see you take a girl like on the red carpet.
I know. I see you out with some bitches though.
Yeah, right.
No, I know, right? Nice young ladies.
Right? Women.
Women.
Nice,
beautiful,
nice young
beautiful
lady.
When are you going to take someone on the red carpet?
I don't know, man. You know, I feel like it's such a statement, you know, to bring these girls on these red carpets. And mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe it's a statement that I should try. You know what? You may have just inspired something in me. I'm going to try it.
When are you lucky ladies?
I'm going to try it.
Somebody's getting on the red carpet. I feel like Mac is the type of person to be like, all right, so I got to go to this event and do the red carpet and shit, so just meet me there with my people.
Me and my boy's going to be there.
Meet me there.
Right.
See you
when it's over.
If it's a legit red carpet, like, you know, at first and foremost, I'm always a gentleman, so it's like, I'm going to definitely make sure, like, she's on my arm, she's looking bad and fine, like, we both on there smiling, it's mm-hmm. lit. It's going to be lit.
So if you ask a girl on the red carpet, you feel like it's your responsibility to make sure she looks good, like, we're going to coordinate outfits and shit.
I don't want
to
say coordinate.
That's not the prom. That's too
far.
Give her a corsage and all that shit. Nah, you know.
Pick her up in a long limo.
But just, like, really, like, make sure that when we get there, she has the right experience on the red carpet. Not that it's me and she's me and one of my boys. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm. Now, have you ever had sex in a public place, like at a club?
Of course.
Of course. He said that shit kind of bad.
Like, shit, what time is it?
No, I've never had sex in a public place.
Girl, why not?
I'm so sorry. I'm
it's
scared.
So not in a movie theater.
No, I'm scared.
It's so fun.
What?
The whole, like, I'm about to
get caught
thing.
Yeah,
no, but that's what make it like.
Oh. With my luck, shit, I'll be on Snapchat. Look at this motherfucker.
L'Oreal is the type of person to accidentally Snapchat herself having sex.
Maybe. Or send it to, like, a dude. Like,
oh,
yo.
Man.
You know those voice notes?
Yeah.
You get caught out there with those shits with the wrong button.
Not only you.
I mean, I have. And I've caught somebody, too. So yeah.
Right before we be in the car, L'Oreal about to tell me some crazy shit, she'd be like, hold on, let me check my phone.
Yeah,
she gets real. That
like,
shit
a lot.
Yo, you don't never know what happens with these phones, these
Yo,
iPhones.
Seriously, it's tricky. This technology shit is
You
tricky.
Ever get caught like that, Mac? Like
Not
since?
Yet, thank God. Not
you
yet.
Never. Man, I'm not going to lie. My ex got caught like that.
See?
He called me by accident and left like a whole entire... I picked up. I was like... This happened twice. One time I picked up. I was like, hello, hello. And he was with a girl. And then I was just listening to the whole conversation. But I couldn't really hear what they were saying. I could just hear their voices like back and forth. So then I called him and he answered. And he had told me he was at his boy's house. But I think he realized because he hung it up. So I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I told you I'm at such and such house. And I was like, let me talk to him.
Ooh.
He was like, he went to the store. I was like, you just called me. I heard you and a girl. Oh, that's his sister.
Niggas always got a lie. Yeah. They lie quick, too.
Tricky. That means he cares, man.
Yeah.
That's the story and I'm sticking
Mac,
to it.
Mac, really?
Yeah, that means he cares.
You ever call somebody out there because they called you by accident? Or you ever call somebody, Gigi?
I haven't called somebody, but I've called a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. You caught him?
Yeah, call me and I just sit and listen.
That's the it's so tricky, these phones, man. Like,
sit and listen.
Whoo.
And y'all know me, I'm not going to say nothing right away. I'm going to put that one in the back pocket.
Right? And save it when you need it.
When I need to start
Save
argument.
It when you need it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
well,
by the way, a couple months ago.
Yeah, back on March 9th.
Got the date, the time.
You called me. I got a screenshot of the call log.
That's the difference. Gigi could hold it.
L'Oreal yeah, can't.
No, I can't. But you know what? Ange did that to me one time. One time me and her was in the car and she called her boyfriend and I was going off on the voicemail. You don't remember that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I was saying like a long ass story. And somebody shaking their head because somebody else knows.
Right.
And, but yeah, basically, I had my whole business on his damn voicemail.
Yikes. I was like, well, better you than me. Right. Hashtag.
That's a fact, though.
Okay, now finish this sentence. I broke up with her because.
I broke up with her because she cheated on me.
Oh, the baby.
Yeah. Does it? He's so sweet.
I know.
And then the dimple doesn't help.
No, the dimple comes out. No, it's all good. I think over time, as a man, you start to realize the reason why people do things is because, especially women are built off of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the things that that fuel them is built off of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So if, as a man, you're not providing something for them, whether it's security, whether it's some type of just appreciation or anything, they'll go looking for that in other places.
Some good dick.
I mean, that was number one.
I never have problems in that department. But
so what were you lacking?
Else. I think it was the appreciation and me actually being there. Like I wasn't home enough. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you got to be there or fly her out.
Sheesh. Yeah, I know. Right.
But you are always with your friends though.
Yeah.
Do your friends have to get along with whoever you're dating? And
absolutely. Well, to a certain extent.
Are girls ever like, dude, can we like go somewhere without your friends all the time?
But I do. You know, when I'm courting a girl or when I'm around a girl or anything like that, it's not usually me and my boys. Like I do a lot of stuff with girls by my lonely. You know, I'm more of
you must be creeping around then, because every time I see you,
you would have.
When I'm out, guys. I'm with my boys. You know?
So where do you creep at?
Well, that wouldn't be a creep.
Right.
I just want to know. Like, you don't have to give the address. I get what you're saying. You don't have to give like, oh, this place.
But
right
I mean,
here.
Like, what do you do? You go to the movies? Like, when do you have to
like low hookah spots?
Yeah,
like,
we find a little corners and stuff.
What? I mean, I creep around all the time,
right? Like, you find your little corners, your little spots to creep around, or not even just creep, just to be alone. You know, just to have that one-on-one time. And yeah.
Have you ever been a side piece?
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You seem like you'd be a great side piece.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he does, right?
He's side nigga of the year.
I appreciate it.
Give him a trophy.
I'll take the award.
Where that Belvedere at?
No, you know, and I think the crazy thing about, I guess, being a side nigga or whatever.
The face, though.
Right?
You don't like being a side piece?
It's not that I don't like it. Because honestly, it's like, cool. Like, you doing what you do, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do.
Right.
Like, we're not here to be like super duper oh my god in love with each other. Like, we do what we do and we go on our way, because you go home to your man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the mindset that you have with it.
But have you ever caught feelings, more feelings, like I want you to leave your man? Like,
nah. Mm. Nah. And if I ever did, then as at that moment, that was when I was like, all right, cool, this is gone far enough.
Mm-hmm. Damn, how many times you been a side piece?
Once or twice.
Serial side piece.
Okay, now, as a side piece, let's just say you run into her with her man. Are you going to go introduce yourself to him?
I'm not that type of corny nigga.
That's corny.
What if she's like, oh my god, corny. You know, Mac, this is such and such.
If she brings it up, then yes. I mean, of course, like, got to make sure that you keep
like,
everything right.
You got to be like, how the fuck do you know him?
We go to the same gym.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Let her deal with that. Let her deal with that. That whole shit is tricky.
Yeah.
But on some, like, as a real nigga, nah, I'm not going to go, hey, yo, what up? Oh, hey, sweetheart.
No.
My name is Mac.
Sweetheart.
Nah.
They call me Mac.
You know why.
Short for Macnums.
Your girl.
Macnums. I love that.
Macnums.
I love it.
All right. That's interesting because has anybody in here, the ladies, have y'all ever been a side piece?
I've started out.
Right. You okay? Yeah. Why did you start choking?
She didn't even drink anything.
Damn.
You okay?
Wait, are you one right now?
No, bitch, no.
I'm just asking.
No, I'm single, you know.
But have you ever been a side piece? That was the question.
I don't want to say side piece, but, you know, I had a married man or two in my day.
Whoa. That's the ultimate side. Whoa.
I mean,
did you feel bad ever?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. But after you came, it was just
like, after I came and cashed the check. I mean, yeah. Whoa. And counted the password stamps. I mean,
well,
damn. I mean, hey. Did he? Now, what if his wife called? You had his back?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Mac? If the chicks do hit you up, like, yo, why you hitting my girl?
I don't answer. I don't respond. Like, fam,
not what you speak of.
Like, fam, talk to your girl. Like,
that's
don't
true.
Don't talk to me. Like, mm-hmm. you're talking to the absolute wrong person. Because if you bring drama my way, that's problems that you really don't want to. You don't want to turn that into an actual problem. Right. So
I'm from
deal with your girl.
This ain't what you want.
It's like just deal with your woman.
So you wouldn't
fix that
deny it. You would say talk to your girl.
Like, talk to your girl.
That's like the perfect thing to say for a side piece.
Yeah,
talk to your girl. Talk to your man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, aren't isn't knowing
have
that
you
you're
ever
a side
piece?
I'm sure I have. Unknowingly.
I definitely have.
And been like, damn. The worst is like when they're like, so, you know, what do you want to do with this? Like, don't think this can't happen. And turn, you're like, come on,
get the fuck out. I heard this story.
But I'm supposed
before.
To fucking trust you? You cheated
right.
on her?
Right. That's the problem.
I look like Boo Boo the Fool.
That's true. You're that's the worst. Problem with being a side piece, bitch, whatever, nigga.
You
like,
know what I always thought about when I was in that life?
in that life?
Day, yeah. That one day is going to turn around and bite me in my ass.
It does.
It did.
Right.
Because it's karma however you got
bitch.
Him, it's
you know,
how you
I wasn't
lose
married
him.
To him, but clearly.
Karma is a bad bitch in red heels.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
either
fact.
She could be your friend or she could be your enemy.
Right. Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
See, the worst is when a guy doesn't tell you and then you find out, but you already really like him.
Yeah, that sucks.
I think that makes it worse.
That's like when you want to fight a nigga.
That's the problem, man. You know, like, I think one of the biggest problems that we all deal with in relationships is just the lying and all of that. Because girls, ladies do it too. But
men lie, women lie.
Numbers don't
preach. No, but you kind of take away the opportunity for someone to choose. Right. Like somebody to give somebody an opportunity to choose to be that side piece or not.
Right.
That's totally that's agree. Kind of the main thing.
But I think that's the point though. The point is that they want you to like them so much that by that time it's too late.
Nah, you gotta I'm not saying lay your chips on the table, but like if y'all are getting to a point where y'all are about to start fucking around, it's on some like listen. There's some shit going on over here. I don't know if you want to be involved with this. If you do, you do. Cool. So you understand
if
how this
guys
works.
Did that,
that's messy.
It would be so much more peaceful relationships out here in these streets.
Mm. What? Told the truth?
Yeah.
They're not gonna do.
Well,
that.
Mac, do you
not.
Tell the truth?
Yes, to a certain extent. Mm.
That's a no. It's a no.
I do.
You
no,
tell
like,
for the truth?
No. Honestly, when it comes to relationships, because I understand how matters of the heart work. Mm-hmm. You know, like as soon as y'all start fucking, y'all dealing with each other on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. So that truth is absolutely necessary. No matter how it comes out, the truth is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
what's the hardest thing to tell a woman? I fucked your friend. Have you ever
I
had to do
your
that?
Mom?
No.
Right? The box is trash, bitch.
Right.
I don't know. The hardest
you
thing
you burned
to tell
me.
A woman. Oh shit.
Maybe. I don't know if it was you.
That's the easiest thing to tell a woman. Bitch, you burned. No.
I burned you.
Look. Bitch, go see the doctor.
I'm having an outbreak.
Yo, that's crazy.
Crazy. I don't know, man. I think the hardest thing to tell somebody is
my
that
girlfriend's
you,
pregnant.
Look, we done answered for
know,
about
right?
17.
Yo, like real rap, I think that's probably one. I've never been in that situation, thank goodness. But to tell your girl that somebody else is pregnant, like Usher confessions.
I knew you were gonna say that.
What?
you never got nobody pregnant?
No, thank goodness, not yet.
Gabrielle
got
Union got over it though.
Not yet.
Got the Magnums on deck, you know? Wrapping it up.
Yeah,
not if
not
you
yet,
bust
not
through
yet.
Them like her, like the Hulk.
You need the other ones, the XL, double XL.
Oh shit.
Ones.
All right. Man. This always makes sex better. Fill in the blank. He's like, Gigi?
Drugs. I mean, alcohol.
Drugs. Jesus Christ.
What kind of drugs?
Love.
Weed. Duh.
Okay, could have been Molly.
Molly, mm-hmm. But, you know, that's like a every once in the
8 month period.
Is it that good? Sex on Molly? I never tried Molly.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Is it really?
It's kind of crazy.
But it might not work out that well. That's
no. It's kind of crazy.
It is.
Because I don't like to do.
Let me tell you something. No. The only time I've ever taken Molly is because I knew I was gonna have some really good sex.
Nah, I can't come. Like when I'm on Molly, yeah, I can't come. Like I'll just be having sex forever, and that's just
it's like
not...
hours and hours.
Yeah,
is that what happened, Mac? Hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Did your dick ever get numb?
Yeah, that's why I'm able to go hours and hours.
Numb makes sex
better. That's the whole point, right? But why would you want your dick to be numb?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like you're just in it for the sensuality of it all. Well, for me, like
sounds
when I'm
like
in
love.
It. At the end of the day, I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm one of those guys who kind of fall in love very quickly and hard.
What's your sign?
Cancer.
I knew it.
That's why y'all are emotional.
I knew it. As you were saying that, I'm like, this nigga's a cancer.
Yeah. Can't help it. I can't help it. But, you know.
You feel like you have to really trust somebody, though, to have sex on Molly with them?
To a certain extent, yeah. Absolutely.
You can't just do that with anybody.
Yeah, you can't just do that with any old body.
Yeah, because you get loose.
Yeah.
You know,
shit gets
you
tricky.
Lose all your most of your inhibitions and it get wild.
Well, DJ, so. What fucking inhibitions?
I'm about to say, what?
That you lose. Like, what's going on? I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about everybody else.
Like, what did you do that was so
crazy? I'm talking about all the rest of you squares.
These squares.
Damn.
Hey.
Yeah. What about
shrooms?
What haven't I done? Shrooms. I haven't done shrooms.
I've done shrooms.
I haven't done shrooms yet.
See, y'all need to grow up.
I know.
Where do you get those? Like, I don't know nobody that's like, yo, I got these shrooms
on deck.
Yeah, right?
Anybody.
Nobody.
I'll get you some.
All right, let's do it.
Oh,
next would you try it? Would you try it?
Yeah.
It's fun. The thing about shrooms is you really have to be in a good mood to do it.
Oh, see, nah.
That's what I heard.
No, that might not happen
because
nah.
You got to be like in a good mood, because if you're not in a good mood and you do shrooms, it could turn into a really bad, scary experience.
Like what? Explain.
Like, I've read about people that have bad trips on shrooms, and it's like you're, because you hallucinate. That's what it is. Like, your body is fighting off the poison.
No, you don't?
Yeah. Oh. And it makes you hallucinate. So if you're having bad thoughts, your hallucinations are bad.
So what do you hallucinate? Like, you see shit in front of you like a midget?
Like, for instance.
Oh, man.
Little people, I'm sorry.
Like, I was playing charades on shrooms, right?
Oh, gosh.
And it was really funny. Like, I was with my friend and her boyfriend.
Okay.
And they have a house like in the Poconos. I was going to say her name, but then I was like, I'm not going to say her name. Anyway, we were in the Poconos. We were playing charades. And for some reason, her boyfriend turned into Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
What?
But it was funny.
What the fuck?
It was funny. And it was funny. Like, he was like doing some charades thing in front of me, and all of a sudden he just turned into Eeyore. And it was like a great experience because it was funny, and I couldn't stop laughing, but I couldn't explain it. And then the chair turned into like a nice big bear, and it gave me a hug. Like, it's like fun. It was like Alice in Wonderland / Winnie the Pooh. So it was a good experience. It was like flowers everywhere. It was like I was outside, but I was inside.
I would have been screaming.
Yo, that's crazy. Because somebody said that Alice in Wonderland, the person who actually wrote it, was on an acid trip.
Acid trip.
Right. Yeah, I never tried that. But
you should have wrote something. What the fuck?
But you feel like you want to write something.
Really?
Like, you feel like, I want to write this down, you know? And then I was laughing so hard I couldn't stop crying.
That happened to me before on acid.
Yeah, I couldn't stop crying.
I was laughing and crying at the same time, and I couldn't stop crying.
But the thing that I liked about shrooms is that it's natural, mm-hmm. right? Because it's really just like poisonous mushrooms.
Oh, great.
So it goes to your
body. Poison yourself.
But it goes to your body. But you know how you take other stuff and then you feel shitty for days after?
Yeah.
With shrooms, it goes through and it's done.
Right.
Like, you don't feel any after effect. Like, you feel normal.
Right. You need a day with ecstasy. I'll be like, I got to make sure I got nothing to do tomorrow.
I need a week.
Yeah. And I'll be freestyling and helping people. Like, I help people. I'll be like, I'll buy this for you. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Like,
I was on, so I tried ecstasy a couple of times too. And, I broke up a fight outside the club. These two guys were arguing. They had like spilled that onto the street. And I was like, guys, what are y'all arguing about? Let's talk about this.
But
I swear to God, I broke up a fight. It was
That's actually kind of dope.
That's cool.
That's very admirable of you.
That means go do drugs.
Like a superhero moment.
Okay, it was nice. I was super ye. I love it.
You're a bad influence to the kids. Go do drugs and break up fights. Yeah.
But I won't do that again because then I had a bad experience.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Actually, it was the same experience. But it didn't wear off for so long, and it felt shitty. Like, I was up for 3 days.
Okay.
And sheesh. I couldn't sleep. And it was Juve.
Look, I'm looking at Juve.
Oh, okay.
So I'm out in the streets with Juve. Like, what am I doing? I want to go to sleep. And then I had to go to a baby shower 2 days later, and I was still up. You know how crazy I looked?
Gigi, that last time, up for 3 days.
I can't do it.
Up for 3 days. I was like, never again. I'm too old for this shit.
So anyway, the point is, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, guys.
The beginning of the story sounded lit.
Hey, guys, don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
What makes sex better?
I know, right?
All
right,
yeah. So you didn't answer the question, Mac. What makes sex better?
I'll take part of her answer. Love.
No condom.
I mean, that too. But,
No, but love. But the passion. Love.
Yeah, you know, I think when you love somebody, you unconsciously put more effort into what you're doing. So.
Have you ever had great sex with somebody you didn't love at all, though?
Yes.
See? So I don't know if that's a valid point then.
No, it gets tricky.
You can have good sex with someone that you love and the sex isn't really all that good, but because you love them, it made it a little bit better for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we gave him a flashback because he was like, yes.
That one girl, I don't know her name.
But that bitch, I can't wait to see her again.
Nah, there's definitely been situations where it was been like, yo, this was amazing. Don't love you. This is amazing.
What if she, during it, and it was amazing, asked you, do you love me? And you, what would you say?
I've had a situation where the girl has said, I love you during. Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't our
that
MO.
Don't count.
Like, we were in it. It was amazing. Right. And she just was like, yo, I love you. And I'm like, huh? What?
She was talking to the dick.
Right.
Probably. That's it.
No. Probably. I've done that before, though. Yeah.
You've told somebody you love them?
But I didn't mean it at all. But, like, right, at the time, and I was drunk anyway. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yo, this is so great. Like, I love you. Like,
and what did he say?
He said it back.
He said, bitch, you crazy.
But then the next day, no, he didn't. He said it back. But then the next day, I act like nothing happened. Right. You have to. I was drunk. I don't even remember that.
I think it's really funny if a guy tells you he loves you during sex and he didn't mean it and you bring it up later.
Has a guy ever cried during sex with y'all?
I seen a tear. I wouldn't say like.
No, not boo-hooing.
No, but
like,
yeah, a little tear.
A guy well up. Has it ever happened?
Gigi's like, yep.
She's like, as a matter of fact, yesterday. This nigga with
glass. No comment.
Oh, no.
That onion ain't make nobody cry, Gigi. Gigi's like, yes. So somebody you made how many guys cry during sex?
Enough.
Tears of joy, by the way.
Yeah. Tears of joy. Love.
Yeah, tears of joy.
Not tears of pain.
She's like, this is the last time I'm going to fuck you.
Have you ever done that last fuck? Like, this is the last time and y'all both know it's the last time?
Maybe you know.
No, I haven't. Niggas know we won the last time of this. There be one more of them.
Have you ever told yourself it was the last time?
I have told myself it was the last time and then went still gay that nigga.
Because if you have to tell yourself that means you feel too attached.
Yeah, like, if you have to like, get this nigga no more pussy, he don't deserve it. But it's so good.
But I'm bored.
Oh, but the dick is so good.
Bored.
She thinking of somebody in particular.
I know right now. Like,
cause she looked in the sky.
She didn't choke 20 times.
I know, right? She looking at her phone right now. Go ahead, take a drink.
Okay, Mac, when I masturbate, I think about...
the porn I'm watching.
Okay, so you masturbate to porn on your phone or on a laptop?
Phone, laptop, whatever is kind of in my circumference.
Do you clear your history after you masturbate?
I do.
I
do too.
Not at all.
I clear my history.
You know, and let me see your phone. Midgets wrestling and
you
fucking.
Know why I do that? Because one time I went to show somebody something on my phone and this porn popped up. And it was like, disgusting. Like, if it was regular porn, I wouldn't care. But it was like some nasty shit.
What the fuck
shit.
Were you watching?
Girl, you know, I'd be into all that crazy
what
shit.
Was it? You got to tell us.
Yo.
Truck driver, fuck.
She said, nah. It's porn. What is it?
That was bad.
What was it? We got Gigi. Now I gotta know.
Please. Give us a hint.
What could be so bad?
I can imagine. The ideas, the things that they have on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Everything.
You fall down that rabbit hole, it's a wrap.
You just be thinking like, what if I die and then they go into my laptop?
And they see my search history.
And the craziest thing is like, right after you're done, you feel like a fucking criminal.
Dirty.
Like, what have I done?
Yeah, dirty. You feel so nasty and dirty and disgusted.
I'm not doing this no more.
I gotta delete this.
Or what if like, you're supposed to go somewhere and you're like, all right, just 10 more minutes.
It's funny because I've done that before. And then it's like an hour and a half later, I'm like, yo, what the fuck am I still watching this show?
I need to go to work. I miss, Max said, I miss my show tonight.
Oh, fans shit. Outside, I'll be like, guys, I'm here. Just don't shake my hands.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So after you masturbate, do you have to shower?
I don't have to shower. I got to clean myself, of course, but I don't have to
like
do a full
bath.
Yeah, I don't have to do a full shower. It's not like I go everywhere. This is crazy.
Because don't you feel like after you masturbate, like,
I got to shower. I'm sorry. I feel like I just had sex. I got to get in the shower. Like, that shit is nasty if I just go out. Gigi's quiet, so she just goes out.
I do just go out.
Get your wet wipe.
I wash up and down, but I ain't about to take no full shower.
Nah.
You got it. That's why you got to masturbate before you shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Or while you're in the shower.
That's true, too.
Shout out to the shower heads for ladies.
Masturbating my waterproof Wee Vibe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How did that go? So
What is Wee Vibe?
Vibrator.
It's a vibrator.
We just got them some Wee Vibes a couple of weeks ago. How'd it go? You like it?
It's nice. Yeah, I like it.
It's nice. I like it.
Don't say them. Say Stephanie and Gigi, because I don't do toys.
Stephanie and Gigi got some Wee Vibe vibrators. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to hear how it went.
It's great. I like it.
Have you ever used a vibrator on a girl?
Yes.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Some guys are intimidated by toys. That's why
what?
I asked.
It's in my nightstand.
Why are they intimidated, though? Why would you think it would be like...
Oh, yeah.
Especially vibrators.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't vibrate. Can you vibrate?
Like, I can only shake for so long. I can only shake for so long. I can't do it like that.
What if it's like a huge vibrator? Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm not intimidated by it, you know. I think, kind of, for me, sex is a whole it's a whole complete act. Like, mm-hmm. like when you're doing something with somebody, your main job, especially as a man, is to make your woman feel as good as possible. That's what sex is.
What
to
if
me.
She's like? What if she's like? Okay, now I need you to kiss the vibrator.
Oh God! No.
That's when shit gets tricky. It's like, yeah, no. Bitch, you crossed the line.
Kiss the vibrator, though.
Bitch, you crossed the line. Yeah.
Now you call her a bitch. Thank you.
It turns into a whole other
situation.
I can
appreciate that.
Absolutely.
But it don't feel weird like holding it.
No.
I'm done.
What?
Nah.
Me personally, I need like a body attached to my penis. Like right. I need like a warm. I need to hold it, and I need to. Like,
you need to hold
breath.
The penis.
Yo, she's thinking about somebody right now. She tried to grab him just now.
She missed. I need the whole package, not just the package.
Okay.
I don't want to. A detachable dick. I want it attached to a whole person.
You never feel like, I don't feel like doing all that shit. I just want to come real quick.
Yeah, but I'm going to use a vibrator, not a dildo.
I just always thought that was weird. I just never got, like, I couldn't even imagine going in a store like, okay, so which one do I get? Like,
yeah, I don't
weird to me.
I don't want
to
do all that work.
All right, I'll get you one. And then
no,
you can try it out.
It's just
weird. I
just
don't
want
to do all that work for one.
Right, it's too much. Then you got to clean it after.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's even worse, because it's like now you really feel like some kind of perv.
Yeah, I know this girl
used
to put her dildo in a dishwasher, and I went to go get some.
What?
Ew. And you ate at her house.
I'm like, yo, I'm fine. You have plastic cups? You have some plastic cups?
Right.
You were like,
bitch, I came with my own cup. You
fuck
got something to
fuck
drink?
It. Just pour the water in my hands, bro.
What if she's like, here, you want to use my vibrator? Just came out from the dishwasher.
What? Yo, are vibrators even dishwasher safe? Like, what
I don't
are you talking
know.
About?
They're waterproof, aren't they?
Really? I didn't know you could put a vibrator in a dishwasher. Because aren't they, they use batteries and stuff. So you can't do that. Oh, I guess they have to be waterproof because they go inside of you.
That's crazy. What?
I saw it in dishwasher and was like, why is there a brown penis in your dishwasher?
And it was brown?
Why would you want to use the soap? Like, even that's crazy.
What do the veins do?
Look, yo. There's veins on vibrators.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a real penis.
Right. It looked like a real penis.
Does the vein feel different from the ones that don't have a vein, though?
See, I don't know.
Have you put a vibrator in your butt?
No.
No, just
maybe
asking.
I should.
Yeah, give her that lube I gave you.
She might need it. She
yeah,
might need
we
it.
Just passing lube around.
You ain't gonna use that shit.
I'm about to say this is lip service, right?
How you gonna take my lube from you already? All right, now have you ever Oh, now what if your ex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, what if your girlfriend says her ex is stalking her? Would you step in? And she's like, man, he keeps on harassing me. I don't know what to do.
To a certain extent, yeah. You have to, as her man, as her provider, as the, you know, the guy that's kind of protecting her. Absolutely, you got to step in somehow, some way, just on some, like, yo, fam, like.
It's hard because you're also famous.
Yes.
So then he gonna be on social media like, yeah, this bitch ass Mac Wilds.
Oh, I don't do the whole social media shit. I come talk to you face to face. Like, we gotta talk. We gotta chat, fam. Like, mm-hmm. Let's talk.
Have you been watching? Like, there's been so much social media stuff happening publicly lately.
Crazy.
It's hard because it makes it so, like, you know, things that should be private end up being public.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been watching
just the era we live in these days.
Yeah, we've been watching all the Seriously. T.I. and Tiny stuff and everything.
And Bernice.
Yeah.
Yes. Gigi, mm-hmm. I would love to get your thoughts on that.
Woo! That felt like a thought itself. Because you've been in
Atlanta for a while.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and I know T.I. and Tiny personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, well, more recently I've seen that they were together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing family stuff with the baby and right. Tiny
and
said
they do have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Tiny said that they fucked the night before.
She said they were in bed together.
They were in bed together while she was doing the whole little I forgot the lyrics thing.
Fuck bed.
Feel like I don't know Bernice and I know them, and I'm not saying that I'm taking up for them because I know them, but I just feel like when you are in a situation with a married man, whether he's separated or not, you need to stay in your lane and know your place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that she knows her place or stayed in her lane.
But does that
that's
make,
just my opinion.
But is that the man responsible then for making you feel like...
Me knowing him, I think he checked her.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm
what I
pretty
would
sure
too.
He checked her.
Because I feel like...
I'm pretty sure
knowing
he checked
T.I.,
her.
You would be like... Because he don't play shit when it comes to Tiny.
No.
He don't play when it comes to anything. Yeah.
But especially when it comes to Tiny. Like,
especially.
Even, you know, that's his wife.
His family as a whole. Tip is a very.
His wife or his family.
Tip is a very, like straightforward, like, listen, this is what it is type guy. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, I could play her, but you can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't
anybody
be
playing my wife is going to be me.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because he is a very private person. Like, he don't like when people ask him about, even though their show is on TV and everything, and right. Now this is all publicly playing out. The final season of Family Hustle is about to start, and it's all about their separation and everything.
Right.
So, is it wrong if you're married but separated and dating?
I don't think it's wrong, but again, the female that's dealing with a married man who separated needs to know her place and stay in her lane, yeah. And I don't think that she did that. Now, it's up to the husband and wife to determine the terms of their relationship at that point.
Right.
We're separated, I'm going to see this nigga, you could go see that bitch, I don't give a fuck, that's fine, you do you, I do me. Mm-hmm. But if they hadn't established that and he just out here wilding out and then the side bitch or the other bitch is being disrespectful about it, showing the world knowing that she's a public figure herself, it's just messy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which y'all say in New York, Mixie?
Yeah, it's Mixie. There we go.
So we say in New York. Do people say that?
No, Mixie is like scammers, I feel like.
I thought Mixie was like messy.
Mixie is just like you're in a bunch of different circles. Like you're in too many loops. You're in too many loops.
That bitch is too Mixie.
Yeah. She moving around too much.
Okay, well, I tried. You know, I be trying to be a New Yorker.
I feel you. I applaud the effort.
With the Philly term. How about that?
We appreciate that.
That bitch drawing.
She drawing.
That bitch drawing.
There we go. Stick to your roots. Right.
What do you think,
Mario? I feel like if you're dating a married man and they're separated, whatever the case, I don't feel like they should have really been out in public together and doing all that stuff. Like, when you're 100% sure that, okay, this guy is done with his wife, then you could do that. Especially, like you said, they know who she is. So it's just weird. It gets awkward. But the number one thing you don't do is go back and forth on social media
or
write a paragraph underneath the wife's page. Like,
you know what? In this age of social media, though, it's hard because people troll you so much when something happens.
I agree.
And sometimes you just be like, man, fuck this.
But you knew what you were doing when you got into the situation. So you got to expect the backlash from it.
Even mm-hmm. bigger than that, you know what you're doing when you get into this business.
Period.
Like this business, you know that you're a public figure and people are able to get in contact with you at any moment. So I think it was maybe a misstep doing all of that, where she should have just probably just stayed quiet and just been on some like, I'm gonna hold it down.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she looked crazier when she started responding and saying that, because now I know you're bothered for real. Like, before that, you were just being pretty and chilling and whatever mm-hmm. the case. But now you look like you're feeling away.
And even if, again, if you didn't say, if nobody said anything, it would have been still just left up to skepticism. Right. Like,
so everybody would be like, oh, it didn't happen. People just speculate, like.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I feel you. That's why Mac ain't bringing nobody on no damn red carpet. He don't want none of these problems.
None. None
girls
of
don't
these
be
problems.
Like, Mac, why you don't put me on your Instagram?
Nah, thank goodness.
No one's ever said that to you.
Nah, I don't, because I don't play with that. Like,
nobody's ever hit you and been like, I seen you liking this bitch pictures.
Nah, hell no. Not at all. And the reason, and honestly, the reason being is because the kind of guy that I am, the people, the things that I like on my Instagram and my Twitter, I like pretty things that I like to see, like whether it's women, cars, whatever, or clothes, like whatever's fly to me, whatever's dope and funny shit. Like,
that's a good excuse for a man to be like, I like everything on my timeline.
Like, I like everything that I see. Like, that's what it's for. You're supposed to like stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that is the truth.
This is what the social media is about.
That ain't pretty to me.
Like, what, is it ever going like, girl, like 45 pictures from a girl at once?
No, I'm not. I'm not that thirsty.
Oh, she cute.
I'm not that thirsty. I'm not that thirsty.
What is this nigga doing?
You ever accidentally like something?
Accidentally, yes.
Some old shit from like 54 weeks ago.
Some old shit, and I'd be like, damn. Somebody gonna think I'm out here wilding right now.
82 weeks ago, Mac Wilds, like my picture.
Yo, this nigga went back far.
2 years.
Be like, damn. Mind you, the person who did that, they literally had maybe like 20 pictures, and like you go through it and it's like one scroll. Right. So then you see that one picture, it's like, oh snap, double tap by accident. All of a sudden, it's like, yo, this was like 2 years ago, fam.
Damn.
It's
crazy.
Well, then she probably hit you up like, hey, I see you liking my
hey, big head.
How do you check your messages on Instagram?
The DMs?
I do. Not just DMs, like all of the comments and everything.
No, I mean the DMs though, like when, you know, even the people that you don't follow, you check them?
Yeah, I try to look at everything as much as I possibly can. But, you know, sometimes time and all of the things that we're doing doesn't allow me to do that. But I'm definitely in it all the time, just trying to look and see what
I've been getting like a crazy amount of dick pics in my Instagram.
I mean, yo,
I wonder why.
You do lip service. What are you talking about?
No, I'm going to tell you why. It's because when we went to Jamaica, I put up a picture in a fucking bathing suit.
Yep.
You looked good.
You look great.
Yo, hold on, camera.
zoom in.
A1.
No, first of all, because I never do that, right? So whatever. I was drunk.
That's usually when those pictures
post that. She took the picture. So I did, and now I have pictures of guys with cum dripping down their dick. Like, I just jumped off to this.
I just almost spit my drink on you.
Disgusting.
Cum dripping down though.
This shit is crazy.
I wanna see. Let me see.
No, it's like, no. Cum dripping down. And it's like, some of these dicks are so ugly.
Ugly dick.
No, a lot of dicks are ugly.
Cute? Is there such thing as a cute?
Yeah. Like cute. I don't know if you would want your dick to be called cute.
Yeah, not
no,
at all.
No, but there are very nice
dicks. So I'm about to say, so what do we say? A handsome dick?
Yeah. Like, it's nice looking.
You got a nice have a good size.
The size is good. The color is good.
My question to you ladies, what makes a nice dick?
The size, not like size, like big size, but like the ratio of like the head to the shaft to the width. It all has to make sense.
And angry veins popping out.
Angry veins. That's what you like.
Yeah, those
you
veins.
Like angry veins. Those all right. All right. Cool.
I like a consistent color. I don't like when they be like, I mean, it's okay if it's still like
Jello,
a good size and you're manscaped and all that. Then you're good.
Manscaping is great.
Circumcised or not?
Very important.
Oh, no. You got it. Are you circumcised?
I am.
Okay. Yeah.
Circumcised or not?
Of course, circumcised.
Okay, cool.
Who's seen an uncircumcised penis?
I have.
I'm about to say y'all.
I have.
I thought somebody
I've
in here was gonna
the
say they like
a turtleneck,
a hoodie.
Yeah.
Roll back that turtleneck.
Peeking out ready for action.
What was that uncircumcised penis like?
It gives yeast infections. Like they hold. Yeah.
Yikes.
It'll give you a yeast infection because it holds bacteria.
I said I saw it. I didn't.
No, I used to deal with a guy that did, and I was just
why
like, I can't do this shit. I don't fucking know.
Maybe he was born in the country that
yeah, certain cultures, yeah, they don't circumcise. Cultures, you know. But you know what? He was black, so I don't know what the fuck his mother was tripping.
Maybe. You can still get circumcised now.
Yeah.
Omarion.
Now, you know what probably happened? She had him in a toilet in the crib.
Yeah, Omarion got circumcised.
On Love and Hip Hop, when he was doing the show, he got circumcised. The nigga was like 28.
28.
Right?
Hey, I don't teach know. Song,
nah, man. He was like a grown man.
Yeah. If you weren't circumcised, would you get circumcised now?
I feel like
it's got mad high.
acapella.
That's how you'd be screaming if you got it done.
I don't know. Because personally, I think for me, it's too late in the game, fam. Like, you've done this much in life.
You got this far.
You've done this much in life. It's cool, bro. Like, that's you. Deal with that.
Accept it.
Love who you are.
Kodak Black dropped his phone while he was on Snapchat, and they said he wasn't circumcised.
I couldn't tell. I don't know. I didn't really.
Yeah. How did you know that? I mean, how did they know?
Tunnel vision.
He said he wasn't, though. He said he wasn't circumcised.
Christ.
But he's Haitian, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Haitians don't get circumcised.
Shout out to that black
man. That's like part of their culture.
I'm going to ask M-E-Z at work, too.
M-E-Z ain't circumcised. Shantia shaking her head. How do you know?
He's not circumcised. Do your friends ever come to you for, like, advice on, like, sex and stuff?
I don't think so. Not really.
I don't think so. No. Who do you guys talk to?
I think for me, who do I ask? I ask my female homegirls.
Okay.
Like when it comes to sex,
because a great source.
Before he fucks them.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm joking.
No, that's a great source.
It's mainly because it's like you guys deal with guys, so I need to know like what's up. Like how do I
like what kind
go
of questions
this?
You ask?
Yeah, ask.
I don't really ask questions. I don't need to ask questions.
But
if I did, you know, if I did have to ask questions, I don't know. Like I would. I don't even remember the last time I had to ask a question to one of my female homegirls about sex. Like,
have you ever been with a chick and then fucked up and try to get it back?
Yeah, I think all of us kind of been in that situation. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it was a guy or a girl, we've all been in a situation where we realized what we had too late. And it's like, fuck. All right, like, listen, I know I fucked up. Like, what's up? Like, come on, like. You know you love me. Like, hit it with one of those and all of that.
Fuck
but yeah.
you, nigga.
Exactly.
That you know you love me don't work. You can't do that.
Nah.
Because that's arrogant now.
No. It's just a, like, come on. You know everything we've been through.
Right.
Yeah, one of
like,
those.
Like, that means I cheated on you.
Right. You know we've been through a lot, man. I know I haven't been the best. I'm a work in progress.
God is still working on me.
I'm a work in progress.
Oh, you gotta throw God into it, though. You ain't shit for that.
God's still working on me, you know?
All right, now somebody, we have some questions that people have sent in.
Okay,
one person wants to know, whenever me and my girl get into a real bad fight, she hits me. And I'm... What?
It's funny.
She do that shit too.
Yeah, because it's like he's like abusive man, abused man.
She hits him.
That's what I'm saying. Abused man.
And he's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do because one day I'm gonna hit her back. Oh no,
he gonna cold knock her out.
No, what do you do when you're in a relationship? Has a girl ever hit you, Mac?
No, not yet. Thank God.
Not yet, but he knows it's coming.
Actually, a girl had. We talked about this last time I was here. A girl hit me, but it was during sex.
Right,
but not in real life. Right. Yeah, it's different.
I had a guy doing sex before. I smacked him right across his face.
Yeah.
And what did he do?
I had a girl slap me real hard.
No, I smacked him real hard too. Yeah.
Why?
Because the dick was so bomb and he didn't tell me and we were just friends. And I decided to give him some one day and I smacked him like, nigga, why you didn't tell me this dick was this good? We could have been.
Gigi.
I smacked the shit out of his face. And then what did he say?
You know, niggas. I was riding him. I was riding him.
I can't believe you smacked him.
Why you telling this dick was this good, nigga?
I've punched a guy in the face before on some argument shit, and I was drunk and just was really mad. Damn. And I think I punched him more than once in the face.
I think
Jesus
so.
No, I definitely punched
She's
him.
She's a
more
not,
than once.
Not.
But
definitely.
I'm trying to make myself sound a little better.
I believe I punched him one time.
I think I did.
What did he do?
That nigga hit me back. What the fuck? Like, I was punching him like I was fighting. Like, I wasn't punching him like, oh, whatever. He hit me back.
So, is that wrong if he hit her back?
It is.
It's wrong.
See, the thing is, as a man, you're supposed to, I guess, in a sense, you're supposed to have enough restraint over yourself that you can stop a situation before it happens. Mm-hmm. That's our job as men. Like, we're supposed to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to this man, as tricky as it is, if that happens every time y'all get into a relationship, that's not the relationship you're supposed to be in, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, get out of there because before it gets
end up
crazy.
Getting you arrested.
Not e- what like what happens? Happen. What happens when the argument gets even bigger and she pulls out a knife on you, fam? And, all of a sudden,
what happens when you hit her back one day and she calls the cops and you go to jail?
And it's your fault.
Right. You're gonna go to jail.
So yeah, I would say
you gotta leave.
You gotta get out of that, mm-hmm. bruh.
All right, now, is it okay to still go to dinner with an ex if you guys are friends now after you broke up?
Not if you're in a new relationship.
Yeah, preach.
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
It's disrespectful to any relationship. Mm-hmm. But if you both I'm
about to say, unless the other person knows, like, again, communication.
Right.
That's one of the biggest things in a relationship, communication.
Because I'm sure you're friends with some of your exes.
Some, not all.
Uh-oh.
Shit gets tricky.
So you're not the nicest guy.
It's like, not that I'm not the nicest guy. I just don't have a very good tolerance for bullshit. For me, I'm like, if I'm cool with you, I'm the nicest, the most genuine guy. I'll give you the shirt off my back at all times, anytime. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we cross a border where we're like, where you do something so left that it, you're compromising me as a man to compromise my morals as a man, I'm not cool with you anymore. Like
what kind of things is that?
It could be anything, honestly. Like
what if she goes out and she gets into an argument and she wants you to step in, and she does that all the time, like starts beefing with people, and then she's like,
I mean, after a while, that's just a conversation. Like, yo, you need to stop wilding on these. Like, you about to get somebody shot. Like, let's not do this, please. So, nah, that's just a conversation. But yeah, I'm a great
like
guy.
Like, what makes you not fuck with somebody that hard? Like, what could somebody do?
Give us
an example.
Honestly, okay, for example, like there's one past relationship that I was in where the girl cheated on me with somebody that was very close to me. And she didn't, and she did it more than once first.
Wow.
And she didn't tell me.
Shut up. Wait, more than once, like two different people?
Yeah.
Oh, this bitch is a whore.
I found out the first one. She didn't tell me the second one until later.
And how come they didn't tell you?
Because they wasn't that close.
But what about your friends? How come they didn't tell you?
What about your friends?
What the fuck? Don't you feel like your friends should have told you that too?
Of course. But that just brings different perspectives and mm-hmm. thoughts and feelings into this whole situation. But again, that's what makes me not fuck with. That's one situation specifically.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So yeah, I cut it off. Mm-hmm. Bang. Done.
Bang bang.
Yeah. Bang bang. <You
know? laughs> All right, that makes sense to me. All right, now let's talk about the album After Hours.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, our Shantia, who works with us at the Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. was like, "Oh my God, I love this album so much. You could listen to it from start to finish without passing or skipping over anything."
She said it was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
And she's also a big fan of the breaks.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
She wouldn't stop talking about it, actually.
Right. She gives a whole synopsis.
I appreciate that.
She was
like 20 minutes.
She was
like,
I was like, Shantia, I said the short version of
right.
what
and she kept going down, and going. And as I was listening to her, I watched it. I'm episode. I'm like, okay, she knew everything.
She was acting out the scenes and everything.
She was. She was like, and then he didn't want to get signed because he was in the streets and he said, bang, bang.
Maggie, so you like if a woman listens to your whole album, knows all the lyrics, and
of course. I mean, I mm-hmm. think any guy likes to. I think any guy in the world, any person in the world, they love their
right.
Your
ego girl should
stroke.
Be your biggest fan.
Absolutely, 200%.
What if you go over her house, right, and she makes you dinner, and then she puts your album on? That's popping. Can you do that?
I can do it. I'd laugh. Like,
what if she's like, "Baby, sing to me."
Nah,
oh,
no,
was
I
thought
sing.
You were singing just
I would sing. I would sing.
Wait, so you don't? You say you do sing?
He would sing.
Okay,
I could sing. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's
now.
Not. It's not a.
Look.
I wouldn't. It's not a prerequisite. I would have to feel it, be in the mood, the whole nine yards.
What's your go-to song if a girl's like, "Sing to me, Mac"? Does your girl call you Mac or Tristan?
I don't have a go-to. Honestly, whatever that you want to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Daddy.
Yeah. Poppy.
Yeah. Sign up with this couch right here.
What if you're dating someone and then she's like, "You know, I've always wanted to sing too, and I sing a little bit."
That's when shit gets tricky. It's like, ooh.
And she can't sing.
Ooh, I think my car is outside. This is crazy.
But what if you really like her and she's like, "You know, I'm really nervous to tell you this because I don't want you to think it's crazy, but I also sing a little bit.
I would be like, "Go follow your dreams. Go get it."
But your dream ain't over here.
Like, go get it. Like, the one thing I always admire about a woman is ambition. Like, mm-hmm. don't ask for no handouts. Mm-hmm. Like, right. that handout shit is whack, man. Right. Like, I remember when I was coming up and you know, Jay sat us all down in his office and we were all talking to like all of his nephews and me. And it was crazy.
And by Jay, he means Jay-Z.
Yeah. And he basically said, like, in a nutshell, like, yo, like, all of y'all are working and all of y'all are trying to do y'all thing. Like, I appreciate that. But real rap, like, work hard. And if I ever hear y'all name get anywhere close to me, like if somebody tells me about one of y'all, I'll throw you a bone. Before that, don't ask for no handouts. Mm. Like, you got to get out here and grind the same way that I did. And I took that shit and I ran with it.
And you grinded.
Because mm-hmm. you out here.
Yeah, he is. Listen, you do everything. And I know you've been writing too. I know we talked about that last time. Mm-hmm. That you were up here. So what's going on with that?
It's good. I mean, you know, we just did I wrote and co-directed a miniseries that's going to be on Tidal on Friday called.
Wow, that's yeah. dope. This yeah. comes out on Friday.
Yeah,
when you say that, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a miniseries called After Hours as well. So the first two episodes come on.
Right.
I don't even know. It's
you
crazy.
Do a lot. Now, what I if do. This girl that sings is sucking your dick and starts singing because she wouldn't really get
on the mic?
Attention.
She's singing Ooh. On the mic.
And she's holding your dick
like I'm not even thinking about the singing. Like, just keep going. Keep going. If it's good, keep going. As soon as I feel teeth, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yo, what's up with this teeth thing?
This ain't the way you get a deal.
You had a bad experience. Yeah,
this ain't the way you get a deal.
You had a bad experience with some
You better
teeth.
Be great at eating pussy the way you keep on talking.
Right.
About. Don't A1. Use your teeth.
A1.
He said he's A1. You can tell he just showed his dimple too.
Yeah.
You look down and see that dimple.
Yeah, he's a Cancer. Cancers are lovers. They're like sensual.
And crabby.
You said crappy.
Crabby. I didn't call him crappy. I said crabby. She coming for your head.
I know, right?
And Jeez. Not that one.
Make sure you guys get that After Hours. And I didn't even know about the Tidal movie coming.
Yes, yes. Tidal after the Tidal miniseries After Hours coming out on Friday, and then for two Fridays after that, we're dropping them like a real series. This
That's
is dope.
Dope.
Nice.
Congratulations.
I'm gonna have to get Tidal, man.
I had
you got
it.
To. It's
and
for
then...
the culture. Title's for the culture,
I
man.
Oh my god, this is annoying.
So you don't have Apple Music?
I do have Apple Music.
I have too many streaming.
I'm on every streaming service. Like,
this is crazy.
Apple, Spotify, yeah. Tidal. I'm just some music head. So.
Y'all know right. I'm cheap.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I only have one of them. I used to have two.
I
had to get rid of Tidal. I gave it the boot.
Why? Well,
I'm gonna tell you why.
Someone else's
I was
account.
Using somebody else's yeah. account.
You know, that's
and
how
they pay their bill, they re up for the next year.
So Janae cancels Netflix, I'm done. I'm use her Netflix yeah. account. Janae hates it. I tell everyone I use her Netflix because then people hit her up like, yo, can I use your Netflix account too?
Yo, and oh, you man. Should get Tidal.
So you
know, you already know.
You got
y'all,
to.
You already on my shit.
Nah. I use my sister Netflix. I got my own Apple
why
Music.
Why am I so cheap? And then I have this $1,200 case.
I'm about to say, you got the fucking Louis Vuitton case.
The crazy thing is, we're the same sign.
Is that the red one?
You gotta be in that, yes. You can't even see the red phone because she got the damn case.
So stupid of me.
She didn't want to tell me the truth.
We're supporting research for AIDS.
You see? You see?
But why she...
You know, the inside of the Louis bag is red.
But she didn't want to tell me the truth for how much she paid for this. She tried to lie.
Yo,
I'm actually waiting for the Supreme one, so I'm rocking with you.
That red one, that shit is fire.
It's the same price.
I was going to send that to you, too.
Are you gonna get it?
Of course I am.
Are you gonna get it for your lady?
I'm gonna get it for myself.
Oh, see, it was a trick question because we were trying
I'm
to see
get
if
it for
you
myself.
Get
it.
Yeah, yeah, we never.
Are y'all both gonna have it on the red carpet?
Single.
I'm dating, man.
Oh, that was a good answer.
Are you dating one person?
I'm dating.
Are you
That's
exclusively
all that matters.
Dating?
I'm dating.
That means he's dating a few bitches because he don't want to get nobody mad.
Listen, yeah, shout out to that special somebody. Love you,
all of y'all.
Love you.
Of course, I love you. I love all y'all.
Stop it.
I've heard some great things about Mac, so I'm
sure you have.
I appreciate you for coming. Through. You
Thank
can always
you
tell who Mac is fucking with based on whose pictures he likes.
Mm. Well, I don't know about right now. I'm liking a lot of people's pictures.
Damn. Yep,
that
a lot of
sums
ho-
it up.
Hoes.
Not even hoes.
I call them hoes.
I know. It legit be people
ladies.
That I don't even know. I'm a fan of art, and I feel like women are the best.
He's a fan of art and beauty. Art. He likes
That's what we call these Instagram pictures
I
now?
I swear to
Works
God.
Of
with
art.
The butt out.
Woo! it's art. It's artistic.
He's thinking of a particular piece of art right now.
I'm thinking of a few different pieces
like
of
Gigi.
Art. Thinking of a few different pieces of art.
She was hugging the mic.
Gigi choked like 15 times today.
Jesus.
That though.
All right, well, MacWise, we appreciate you. This is part two. Is he the only person that's come up here twice? The only guest?
Yeah, you're the only person.
And I wasn't here the first time he was here.
Amen.
That was during my back and forth to Philly for my job, and I couldn't be here.
I wasn't here either, for the record.
Man, I miss Philly, man.
Well, I was here.
I miss Philly. I gotta go back and get some Ishka Bibbles or something, man.
You said it.
Can you bring us that? Some chicken cheesesteak too?
See, you know. Ishka Bibbles, it's like one of the best.
Can we all go? Let's all take it to Philly and get some
Philly cheesesteaks in the city, yo.
When we going?
Get a good Philly cheesesteak with a gremlin. Ooh.
I'm down for
a gremlin, yo. I don't know nothing.
It's their signature drink. It's so good. It's like grape juice and lemonade.
Oh, no. I thought it had alcohol in it.
No,
you can put alcohol in it, though. You can.
I don't drink nothing that doesn't have alcohol in it.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
I think you drink some water.
I thought you was going to say something else.
And juices from Juices for Life.
Oh, Juices for Life. Yeah, I drink that, you know. Shout out to the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mac Wilds.